Production. Recorded live.
Praise the Lord. How do we get the victory? We get the victory by walking as Joshua did. You see, back in Joshua's early walk as the baby Christian, he was under a leader, an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, the fivefold ministry. He were under a man, but it's symbolic to us today, being under people who will raise us up and use us in the ministry. Joshua was taught by a man. And I believe, you know, there were women simply because in reading the Bible, as we read the whole book of Exodus, praise God, we read about Miriam. And further on in the Bible, we read about women of God like Deborah and Huldah, the prophetess. And I believe there were women of that nature and men during the time of Joshua being under the leadership of Moses. But the key thing is that he learned the things of God from people who knew God. Then he went and did the works of God. Praise the Lord. And looking at the New Testament in Galatians 3, verses 7 through 8, then 27 and 28, it says, "Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preach before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus." And my point, elaborating on that, neither male nor female. Understanding, I'm not saying we should go over the man, praise God, but the point that I am expressing, that Joshua learn from men and women of God. And he's still doing the same protocol today for us. Praise God. Also, in Matthew 23, verse 3, it says, "All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do." Praise God. And I begin to look up, observe, praise God, in the Greek. And this is what I saw under observe, among a lot of things, but this pointed to our lesson. Observe, being on a watch, perhaps to guard from loss or injury, properly by keeping the eye upon, implies a fortress or full military lines of apparatus or equipment that is designed for particular tasks. Praise the Lord. And I brought that out because, as we know, we are soldiers of the Lord, praise God, and we have to guard our minds, praise God, and our hearts through Christ Jesus, praise God. Moving right along back to the book, the second paragraph. We get the victory by thinking as Joshua did. We all know the story. God says he'll give the Israelites a land. They send out spies. Only two of those spies believed God. 10 didn't. And we'll find this in Numbers, the 13th and 14th chapter. Do you remember how Joshua and Caleb reacted? The land we passed through is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will swallow them up. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them. This is displayed and could be found in Numbers 14, verses 7 through 9. Praise God. And looking at that, praise God, I begin to visualize and see, you know, God is still speaking the same thing and telling us today, you know, we don't have to be afraid. They're not going to swallow us up. Things are not going to swallow us up because he is with us. Going back to the book, paragraph 3, look closely at how and what Joshua thought. First and foremost, he believed God. Regardless of what the land looked like, regardless of the situation, Joshua and Caleb saw the same things that the other 10 did. The difference was that they, Joshua and Caleb, walked by faith and not by sight. As 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 tells us, Joshua, they believed the word of the Lord. Today, you and I can do the same thing. We have it in writing. Praise God. We get the victory by doing as Joshua did. When Joshua realized that it was now his turn, he rose up. You and I can raise up above any circumstance. Remember, even Joshua must have been a little concerned about what he was going to do. Otherwise, God would not have had to tell him at least three times to be good, to be strong and of a good courage. Joshua 1 and 6. It's okay if we start to get weary, if we start to falter, even if we fall flat on our faces. What we need to remember is to get back up, brush off the dirt, and let God help us and strengthen us. For it is written in Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Praise God. And, you know, as I contemplate walking into the victory, praise God, I think about Romans 8 and 28, praise God. And we know all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, that are the called according to his purposes. Praise God. Now, everything isn't good. We're talking about walking in victory. Everything isn't good. It doesn't feel good. But we must remember that God has let us know that all things will work together for our good. And the scripture says, because we love the Lord. And it's a good thing to love the Lord. We are commanded in his word to love him. But the clincher of me knowing that I can walk in the victory, I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it smells like even. It's simply because I acknowledge that I am the called according to his purpose, not my purpose, not the situation's purpose, not nobody's purpose, but God's purpose. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and I am in this earth, so I belong to him. So that's why I can be so gung-ho and walking in the victory. Praise God. Paragraph 5, going back to the book. We get the victory by believing as Joshua did. When all the other spies reported what they had seen, the people received the bad report. And we can find this in Numbers 13 chapter and the 32nd verse. The people received the bad report, and they decided that they should go back to Egypt. Now, God seeing what to do and what was before them, they forgot about all of that there. They just concentrating on that one thing, what they've seen, praise God, at that time. But in Numbers 14 and 4, however, Joshua believed God. He did not receive the bad report, but rather the true reports, God's report. It makes me think about what I have learned in the book of Isaiah, praise God. Isaiah 53:1. Who have believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? I read these, and it's good, and it really sets me on fire, that the fire of God to move in faith and walk in victory because of what God has said. Not what the doctors have said, not what anyone has said. And I can say that from experience, praise God. And it's what God has said. That is the reason why I'm going again, praise God. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Going back to the book, do you ever believe that you will be better off where you just came from? Whether it be the last move of God. Numbers 14:2. Or before you were saved and called out of Egypt. God does not stay still. He perfects, praise God. And I just thank God's word for letting me know that he is still moving regardless of what, praise God. And looking at what the Apostle Paul had to say, praise God, I believe that's in Philippians 3:13, when he says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Praise God. And to me, Apostle Paul was saying, even though, brothers and sisters, I am an apostle. Praise God. God isn't through with me yet. He is not through moving, praise God. If I obey his word and do what the things he's telling me to do, praise God, he will still move. Praise the Lord. We get the victory by believing what God has said, praise God, and never stopping, praise God. I'm reminded of a writing by Ron Canole. He says, if you're catching hell, don't hold it. And if you're going through hell, don't stop. And I bring that up. I think about the victory. Although it looks bleak, if I can't get my bills paid up, I may feel bad in my body, but I can't stop. I can't forget the things God has said, praise God. I can't forget the victory with Christ has made me free. I can't forget that. And it seems to be a truth. If I don't forget, if I hold on to that, God will continue to move. We get the victory by looking forward. Joshua believed the next move of God would be even greater than the last. After all, they were going into the promised land. No more wilderness. Do you believe as Joshua did, or are you looking back to the good old days? If you're wanting the things of the last move of God, then I'm sorry to say that you are looking to the old guard. After Moses died, the Lord no longer performed mighty and miraculous signs through just one man. Instead, he performed them among his people. We can read that. Begin to read it in Joshua 3 and 5. Yes, God continued to raise up leaders. But now the Israelites were moved from a signs and wonders time to a prophetic time. That does not mean that God stopped doing miracles. No. Oh, no. Rather, it meant that the people started getting involved. Praise God. What that means for us today is that we will see less and less of great miraculous healing and deliverance by great ministries, you know, in the singleness of it. And more we will see the laying on of hands by people actively participating in the things of God. An example of this would be Charles and Francis Hunter with their healing teams of ordinary people. So my brothers and sisters, don't be dismayed, but be joyful. God is raising his church from a place of relying on one man to a place of relying on him. Praise God. And I just thank and I praise God, praise God. I thank and I praise him that we all are partakers together. Praise God. What is so special about Joshua? There is nothing special about Joshua except he followed the Lord wholeheartedly. Joshua, the saga of Joshua, reminds me of what is written in James 5 and 17, praise God, when it's talking about the prophet Elijah, praise God. 5 and 17 in James says, Elias is the Greek pronunciation of the same name. Elias was the man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not. So me grabbing that scripture is pointing to the fact, the same that what I said in the beginning, there was nothing special about Joshua except that he followed the Lord wholeheartedly. Joshua prayed. Joshua did the things of God diligently and obediently. And the same thing I would say Elisha did. And the Bible lets us know, you know, they are like, they didn't say they, but we can see the synopsis of it all. That they, Joshua, Elijah, and all the other prophets are men and women like us, and but they followed the Lord wholeheartedly. Praise God. Joshua, he was fully committed to the Lord. Joshua said in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Praise God. Joshua, he walked by faith. Not one except Caleb's son, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, son of Nun, for they followed the Lord wholeheartedly. Numbers 32 and 12. Joshua, he had reverence, deep respect, and admiration for the things of God. But as commander of the army of the Lord, I'm coming from Joshua 5 and 14. "But as the commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Then Joshua fell down to the ground in reverence. Joshua, he was obedient. As the Lord commanded his servant Moses, so Moses commanded Joshua, and Joshua did it. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. Joshua 11:15. So, we be obedient and follow the Lord. Praise God, and we can do the same tremendous things as Joshua and Caleb. Praise God. What it all boils down to is this. It is one thing to be circumcised in the flesh, quite another to be circumcised in the heart. I'll say that again. It is one thing to be circumcised in the flesh, but quite another to be circumcised in the heart. Praise God, to be circumcised in the flesh is theatrics, you know, displaying the outward appearance of being holy, you know, gimmicks and all these things, that's outward, and those are things circumcised in the flesh, praise God. But to be circumcised in the heart, that what gives us a contrite, that contriteness, and God is with those that are of a contrite heart, contrite spirit, praise God. Joshua was fully committed to serving the Lord, to obeying and worshiping him. This should also be our goal. What is the victory, praise God? What is the victory? The victory is possessing your promised land. The victory is crossing the raging waters of the mighty river Joshua 3, verses 15 and 16. This river symbolizes any hindrance that would stand in the way of your walk with God. Anything that would stop you from going forward in God. Praise God. And it when I read this, praise God, it took my mind to Isaiah 43:2. God talking, praise God. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Praise God. As it says, read that again, coming from our lesson. This river, talking about the river, what Joshua now was crossing, that raging river, mighty river, symbolizes any hindrance that will stand in the way of your walk with God. Anything that will stop you from going forward or going with God, praise God. And as I say, as God said in Isaiah 43:2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Talk about what is victory. Victory is me knowing that, knowing what God has said, knowing that in this life, tribulation is going to come, trials are going to come, but I can be of good cheer and go on because why? Because through Jesus Christ, what he said, he has overcome the world. Praise God. I can do this. Praise God. Hallelujah. The victory is seeing every promise of God come to pass in your life and to participate in them. 2 Peter 1:3-4. Praise God. 2 Peter 1:3-4. I want to read that. Praise God. 2 Peter, I had it, but I dropped it. Praise God. Just bear with me for a moment here. 2 Peter, hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 1, praise God, verses 3-4. Reads this stuff. 2 Peter, here it is. It says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Praise God. I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for his word, praise God. And just adding to this, praise God, verse 8, for if these things be in you and abound, what things? The things of God, praise God. If these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Talking about walking in the victory, having these things in my mind fixed, my heart is fixed, praise God. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me, praise God. The victory is walking in the promised land with a great many other believers, praise God. And as I read this, praise God, I got a joy, praise God, because I realized that there are no spiritual long rangers, praise God, and no tontos. We have to do this thing together, praise God. And I just give and thank God that his word lets me know in Ephesians, praise God, that we are framed together. We are fitly joined together, praise God. Talk about walking in victory. These things are in my mind at all times, though I don't consciously think about it, but my actions show them. I can't do it by myself. There's time for everything. There's, you know, we have to go by ourselves, praise God, and fast and pray or whatever. But the point that I am singling out is we have to do it together. We cannot do this by ourselves, praise God. And then in Ephesians 4 and 16, praise God, God let us know again, praise God, that, you know, fitly joined together. But the word effectual is in there, and it lets me know to be effectual, to do what he has called me to do. Because everything in him is yea and everything is amen. But I cannot sit in no heavenly places by myself, because he said in his word, we will sit in heavenly places together. Hallelujah. Again, walking in the victory. The victory is walking together with a great many other believers. Praise God. The victory is in knowing that no matter what the situation looks like, you will overcome it. Praise God. And as I brought forth Romans 8:28, and we know all things work together for the good. That's one of my favorite scriptures. For I realize that, you know, everything is not good, but God gonna work it out. If I do what he tells me to do, he's gonna work it out. Everything is working out for my good. So regardless of what it looks like, I know what it's going to be, praise God. The victory is in us influencing people, not them influencing us, praise God. The victory is in knowing that the victory is already there, praise God. You know, God's word says, I believe it's Galatians 5:1, where Jesus, Paul, the Holy Ghost, still Paul, let us know that we shall walk in the victory wherewith Christ has made us free. Giving the sense that it's a done deal. It's already here. And we just must walk in it according to what the word tells us to, praise God. The victory is in knowing that the Lord is with you, praise God. The victory is in Christ in your heart by faith, praise God. The victory is knowing that no matter what is said or done, no matter what we see or feel, Christ is with us and will never leave us. It is in knowing that he guides us and protects us. The victory is in believing that God is for us. That if God is for us, the victory is in believing that if God is for us, then no one and no thing can stand against us. That's Romans 8:31. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. I realize that you may be saying that all this is fine, but what does it really have to do with me? Well, there are a number of reasons for you to stand up and be counted. First of all, who better than you? God is no respecter of persons. Secondly, what have you got to lose? Most people already think that you are at least a little loony. I know they sometimes think I'm crazy, but I got good sense. I believe whatever God says. Praise God. What the heck is the difference to you anyway? We are not here to please man, but God. And lastly, I believe that God wants to raise us up, you and I, so that the world might see true Christianity. I believe we are going to see a mighty revival and a great outpouring, possibly the last one of the final days. Now it is time for us to be called and used of God. I have made my decision. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I thank God for his word. Praise God. And we're going to go down to this prophecy to the body of Christ. And one thing I have learned about any prophecy that God has prompted and allowed to be written, it is brand new every time someone reads it. Praise God. And the prophecy says, from William M. Gilligan. Praise God. Commit yourself to me today, saith the Lord, for I desire to work with you. Commit yourself today. I will not force you nor work against your will. Commit yourself today. I do desire that today a Joshua generation will be raised up. Yea, you have even heard this spoken before. But this is a new call upon you today. Rise up, people. Rise up like never before, for I am with you. Yea, I am even in you. For does not my word even speak of this great blessing? If you claim to have the power, then walk in me. Rise up, people. Your circumstances change daily. They will never overtake you if you would only let me take over them. Rise up. Be a Joshua today. Commit yourself unto me. Circumcise your hearts and be made new. You will see a refreshing overtake you if you will put all your trust in me. I am the living God. No other is like me. Is wealth able to make you whole? Are the things you seek after even greater than he that would be a giver of those things? Commit it to me, and it will be done. For I have spoken in my word all that I would do for you. you can walk in it now. Even as Joshua did, rise up and lead my people to the Canaan land. Though the water of the Jordan be at flood stage and the mighty waves of the river threaten to overtake you, you shall walk on the dry ground as you will rise up and take my people to the promised land. Oh, for a generation of Joshua's would I long for these days, saith the Lord. Glory to God in heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Prophetess Stubbs,